Blog Talk Radio.
I can't help but when I look at you, nothing but American dream. Oh, 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 oh. It's my dream.
And welcome back, America, to Life Lessons. I'm Rick Tocchini. For those of you that run businesses and that are business leaders, and those of you that are entrepreneurs, finding ways to grow your business in a sustained, predictable, and most importantly, profitable way remains an ongoing challenge. While many of you are struggling against the climate of uncertainty, change, and even low productivity, others of you are simply failing to turn your original vision into something more concrete. Well, our special guest today, Royston Guest, who wrote the book Built to Grow, How to Deliver Accelerated, Sustained, and Profitable Business Growth, is here to address those many issues. Royston, great to have you on Life Lessons.
Rick, it's brilliant to be on Life Lessons. Thank you for the invitation.
You bet. And welcome from London, one of our favorite cities in all the world. Tell our listeners about yourself. Where are you from originally, and what led you to write this great book, Built to Grow?
So originally I'm from Liverpool, which is in the northwest of the UK. In terms of my background, I started as an apprentice in construction over 24 years ago now. And I had a very varied background in terms of business development. If the one thing construction taught me, it was about all the different facets about running a business in terms of how you set it up for success. So my background was very much mergers and acquisitions. I spent time in the UK on mergers and acquisitions in Asia, and I also spent 2 years in America as well, based out of Atlanta and Florida. And the reason I set up my consulting people development business, which we now operate in 27 countries, was we'd bought a business in the UK, and KPMG had been in doing a piece of work for us. And one night I was signing a check for $150,000. And Rick, it was one of those cathartic moments when you just sit back in your chair and you suddenly think, what have I got for my money? And I thought, with all the years of experience in terms of building and growing businesses, there was a real opportunity for a niche consultancy people development business. And that's when I decided to set up my own business and really think about how I could really make a difference in helping business leaders, entrepreneurs, and business owners to really deliver in their businesses accelerated, sustained, and profitable growth.
Mm-hmm. Very good. I mean, it is... Great that you have kind of stopped in your tracks to figure out where you could pivot to help other people. And if you were to kind of look across just the United States, what do you think is the biggest gap today relative to keeping business leaders from unleashing their full potential?
So I think one of the biggest challenges is, and there's an expression I use, and it's a Zen proverb that says, it takes a wise man to learn from his mistakes, but an even wiser man to learn from others. So I think one of the challenges is that when we set off on our journey of really building our businesses, there are two pathways in life that you can follow. One is a pathway of trial and error. And the challenge with the pathway of trial and error is you're going to make your mistakes along the way, and you're going to go down some pathways which are dead ends. And the challenge with trial and error, A, it can cost you a lot of money, it can burn resources, and also it can elongate your timeline to achieving your goals and ambitions. So for me, whilst trial and error is important, there's a second pathway that you can follow, which is how can you apply the principles of success modeling, where you emulate the behaviors, you look at other businesses and leaders that have already been there, done it, and got the T-shirt, and how can you take some of their ideas and some of their best practices and really integrate some of those ideas into your business so that you don't have to learn just through trial and error and you can accelerate your success.
Mm. So it's modeling after others that are perhaps going in the same direction but maybe in a different business, and basically saying, I've seen what mistakes you've made. I'm not going to repeat them. This is the direction we're going to take.
Absolutely. And, you know, really learning from those best practices. And, you know, some of the best innovations don't necessarily come from your own industry or your sector. They come from what other people are doing. And you think about, how can I take that idea and how can I personalize it and how can I make that work in my business? I think there's another key principle which applies to all businesses. And the challenges is, you know, particularly for SME businesses, that what tends to happen, the business starts off really well and the business may double over the first few years. And then business leaders sit back in the chair and they think, wow, 2016 was a great year. And they get to look at the figures at the end of the year and they're disappointed because they haven't grown. And Rick, in my experience, the reason those businesses haven't grown is that the business leaders and business owners and the people in the businesses might have been really busy, but all that's happening is the new customers that they're bringing in through the front door of the business are compensating for what they're losing out of the back end. So in essence, the business is flatlining. And why that's happening is because they're not following what we call the AMR strategy, which is, how do we acquire the right customers at the front end? But once we get those customers in, how are we really maximizing the value of the customers? And then how are we, through retention strategies, how are we locking the back door of our business firmly shut? And those three strategies working together in terms of acquisition, maximization, and retention really allow you to grow a business through sustained and profitable growth.
And isn't it true to this day that acquiring the customer is still singularly the toughest thing to do, and most businesses languish and they don't pay attention to the retention of those customers when they've spent all this time and money, resources to acquire them?
100%. You know, most business leaders will spend too much time in the acquisition stage at the front end. I'll share a little story with you that I think really brings that to life. There was a guy who in the diamond rush in the 18th century had a farm, and on his farm he had his animals and he was growing his crops and rearing his animals. And one day a Peruvian monk happened to be passing that farm, and he was talking to the farm owner about how all his friends had gone off to the far reaches of the continent in search of diamonds. And the story goes that the diamonds will be found in these streams where the white sand at the bottom and the sun shone out the clear blue sky. And when you saw the stones in the bottom, they would glisten, and that's where you would find the diamonds. And that farmer went to bed that night a poorer man, poorer because he was discontented and discontented because he was poorer. And he went off and sold his farm to the far reaches of the continents in search of diamonds. And after 2 years, he'd found no diamonds and he was broke and he committed suicide and died. Meanwhile, back on the farm that he'd sold, the farmer one day was out on the farm and a horse and his animals were taking water from one of the streams. And the sun was shining out the clear blue sky. And at the bottom of the streams, glistening there, was this big rock. And it only turned out, Rick, that diamond, it happened to be the biggest diamond that was ever found in the diamond rush in the 18th century. And actually, that very farm was the Golconda mine, which mined some of the most biggest diamonds in the whole history of the mining race. And actually, some of those crown jewels from that very mine are in the crown jewels in London to this very day. And what's the moral of the story? Sometimes the acres of diamonds are lying in your backyard, but they're so close to us that we don't see them. So picking up your point there about acquisition, businesses spend too much time chasing customers at the front end. What they don't do is harvest and really work with those customers to nurture them, to maximize the lifetime value of those customers by thinking about how they deliver a great experience, how they add value through the other products and services they have to really lock in those customers for lifetime.
It's almost as if through your story that you – are calling us to be more mindful and put on a new pair of glasses to see what you already have accomplished and to pay attention to the details.
Absolutely. And, you know, if I think about all the clients that we've worked with, whether it's big businesses, small businesses, B2B, B2C, you know, when they really adopt this philosophy and really understand and break their business down into those three pillars of what are we doing to acquire customers? What are we doing to maximize the value of the relationships that we've already forged and developed? And then how do we retain customers? And of course, it becomes full circular, because if you really look after your customers, then they become your sales force. They become your raving fans, and actually, they then drive the new acquisition of customers through the front door of your business. So the whole circular wheel works if you really are focused on those three dynamics in how you think about your business growth model and how you think about setting your business up for success.
Mm-hmm. Simply said, but I think our listening audience needs to go out and buy your book to fully understand it. And to that end, Royston, where can our listeners buy Built to Grow and follow everything within the enterprising life of Royston Guest?
So Amazon is the probably the number one place to go and buy the book. So that's where you can get it from, and good bookstores across the whole of America. And in terms of connecting with me, I'm on Facebook and I'm on LinkedIn. And I have two closed groups that people can access on both those, whether it's Facebook or LinkedIn. And constantly every single day and week I'm posting videos, case studies, interviews with business owners and leaders that we've worked with. I do a Facebook Live every Friday, which is called Fast Track Friday. So there's a plethora of value-adding collateral and materials that's all free that your listeners will be able to really tap into to help them on the journey of really growing their business and making sure that they are built to grow.
Excellent. Royston, I'm going to close out with one question that's on the mind of our listeners. Our nation, I believe, is obsessed with the notion of testing everything. And I'd like for you to take our last minute of this show to give them a bit of a pep talk about how to approach being a risk taker and being a prudent professional if they choose to take risk and test everything.
So the entrepreneurial spirit within America is strong, and that's why it's such a great nation. So I think taking calculated risks is absolutely critical, and you know that's how we really grow and drive the business forward, and that's how we drive innovation. But there's a key word in there, which is calculated risks that are based on empirically validated and testing. So my philosophy is always, you know, with your ideas, test them small before you go big. Test them, validate that they work, do control tests. And then once you've done that and you know that it works and you've got the empirical validation that sits behind it, then you can really start to crank the handle and pull the levers to then scale up your ideas, the opportunities, and scale up the growth of your business. And in doing that, you'll not only deliver the accelerated, but you'll deliver the sustained and profitable business growth that I think, you know, great nations are built on.
Excellent, Royston. I just want to endorse your book today to our million-plus listeners out there, Built to Grow. And I want America to become obsessed with being purposeful designers. And I'm glad that we love to take risk and roll the dice. But everything starts. Greatness, I believe, begins with purposeful design. And that's what your book is all about, and that's what we love. So, hey, thank you for being on. You are welcome back anytime. And with one show, we can't get across all of your philosophy, but this was a great start, and we appreciate you being on Life Lessons today.
I appreciate being on Life Lessons as well, Rick, and thanks for your time.
You are most welcome. That was author Royston Guest. Go out and buy his book, Built to Grow. It is truly a transforming book and full of great stories, and in the end, it will help you as business owners deliver an accelerated, sustained, and profitable business. And that's what it's all about. It's not about the Halley's Comet, a one-time flash across the sky. It's truly about sustainable, accelerated, profitable business. I'm Rick Tocchini. Thanks for joining us on Life Lessons. As we always say, keep talking and listen harder. Have a great week.